Today, a new episode of West Virginia Public Broadcasting's podcast, Us and Them, comes out, and this one is focused on panhandling. Host Trey Kay says he was inspired to find out more about panhandling because of a story we reported last fall. The city of Parkersburg had posted signs that read, "Please do not contribute to the drug and alcohol problem by giving to panhandlers." Trey Kay joins me now to talk about the podcast. Trey, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Ashton. Thanks for having me on.
What was it about the Parkersburg story that intrigued you?
Well, the signs made it sound like the city knew for sure that the money panhandlers get goes to drugs and alcohol. And I've always wondered whether or not that was true. And I've always struggled with whether to give money to panhandlers. And so do a lot of people. For the last 30 years, I've lived in and around New York City, which in so many ways is panhandling central. So for the Us and Them podcast, I walked around the city asking New Yorkers, "Do you give money to panhandlers?"
Sometimes, depends how much cash I have in my wallet and if I have low bills, to be honest.
Do you care what they might do with the money?
Not really. Not to be like, it's not my business. They need the money more than I do, I figure, so a few dollars will help them more than it'll help me. Why not?
If they have puppies, pulls on my heartstrings, I have to give them money.
I've seen some people wearing like $200 sneakers panhandling. So you tell me, why would I give that person money?
They're just lazy. They don't want to work.
Oh, recently I've seen a few things on the media where they have shown where people have been literally panhandling and then, in fact, take off in fancy cars or off to market, what have you.
It seems like everyone has an opinion, but you actually found a study that looks into what panhandlers do with the money that they get.
Yeah, and I was surprised by how little research there is on the question. But we did find one academic study that took a stab at it. It was co-authored by Dr. Stephen Huang. He's a medical doctor from Toronto, and he works in a homeless shelter. His team did a survey of panhandlers in Toronto.
What the panhandlers self-reported was that the largest proportion of the money that they obtained was spent on food, and the second largest category after that was cigarettes. There were some people who reported spending substantial amounts on alcohol and drugs, but on average, that was less than the amount reported spent on food and cigarettes.
Dr. Huang points out that their study was a survey and that they have no way to know if panhandlers were being accurate about how they spend their money. But he believes that his study might dispel some myths like panhandlers are getting rich or that panhandlers are just lazy people who don't want to work. You know, most of the panhandlers that he surveyed said that they'd rather work, but that many of them couldn't because of a mental illness or a disability or lack of skills. And he found that most were truly poor, making only about $30 a day.
So does Dr. Huang think it's a good idea to give to panhandlers?
He told me that he doesn't give. He says that based on the people that he's met in the homeless shelter and on the streets, that the concern that the money might be used for drugs and alcohol is actually a reasonable one. But instead, Dr. Huang offers panhandlers gift cards from restaurants like Subway. But Dr. Huang believes that choosing not to give can be an ethical stance. But he said then you're faced with a new question. If I'm not going to give, then what am I going to do to make a difference for poverty and to give people a chance to help make a better life for themselves?
So, Trey, are there any updates on the Parkersburg story?
Those signs are still up. And there'd been talk of a defamation lawsuit, but nothing's been filed. And the panhandler who was profiled in West Virginia Public Broadcasting's original story, he's still panhandling. He's trying to make enough money to publish a children's book.
Trey, thanks for joining us this morning and telling us about the podcast.
Hey, thank you, Ashton.
The new Us and Them installment launches today. To listen to or get more information about the podcast, visit our website, wvpublic.org.